Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Hit the app. Click on the lower right-hand corner, says more. Scroll down. Live radio. Take us with you. We are portable. You don't have to be tied to your car or your radio. Jeff Passan, ESPN MLB Insider, with us now to talk Aaron Judge. What's going on, Jeff?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Tell him, JP. Yep.
So Jeff, you and I are probably about to get into it about the real home run record. But before we do, what has impressed you most about Aaron Judge this season?
Everything, Max. Honestly, his steadiness, his commitment to winning, his evolution as a player, his willingness to do uncomfortable things like play center field at 6'7" and 280 pounds. His base running, his leadership. He's just having one of the best years ever, and he's handling it with the mental acuity of a true superstar. To me, a superstar is not somebody who's flash and glitz and glamour and excellence. The epitome of a superstar to me is a guy who carries himself as a leader, both on the field and off. And that's exactly what Aaron Judge is. He is the paragon of what you want from a professional athlete right now, both in terms of performance and personality inside the clubhouse.
Now, Jeff, let's go off the diamond for a little bit when we're talking about Aaron Judge. And you mentioned all of that, what you want in that athlete. Now that the New York Yankees saw him hit the 61 and they're, you know, going to make a strong run at a postseason title, what do you think the Yankees front office and management right now in their mindset is saying about the future of Aaron Judge in the Yankees?
The $300 million question. And it's tough for the Yankees to swallow, no question about it, because if they had made a more substantial offer back in March, then this wouldn't be a question. Aaron Judge would be locked up as a Yankee for nearly a decade, and the Yankees would be celebrated for getting ahead of the curve when it came to knowing that your player is going to come out and have an all-time great season. Instead, there's been this guillotine hanging over the franchise. Every home run Aaron Judge hits, every time he gets on base, the price goes up and up and up. It looks like that national bet clock that we have where every second it's just rolling to another dollar. And the Yankees have to ask themselves a question. Are we going to let ego get in the way here and put a number or put a ceiling on the number that eventually has us lose our captain, our linchpin, the centerpiece of everything we're doing right now? Or are we going to say we're the New York freaking Yankees, and the guy who we drafted, developed, and saw turn into a superstar before our own very eyes is not going anywhere? Mm.
So, Jeff, I just want to go there and go there because we talked about last night and this morning watching, obviously, Aaron Judge make history. That for me, maybe it was just growing up watching Barry Bonds, and I get all the PED talk. It felt so different. It felt a little bit more electrifying when I watched it with Barry Bonds. And one of my really good friends kind of wrote me, and I just want you to kind of react to what he said. He said, because we always go back to that era, he said, using PEDs was a common place in the late 90s until testing started in 03, including pitchers. The home run totals across MLB weren't even high in the PDE era compared to the last 6 years. Guys like Sosa, Maguire were just better and belong in the Hall of Fame. He didn't say that they were. He just said, look at guys like Edgar Martinez, Tony Gwynn. It seems like a lot of people did it. You can't wipe out a decade of baseball history because the majority of players were just flabby trying to get an edge, and players should look to get an edge. What are your thoughts to a comment like that?
Oh, good God. I think some points he makes are good. I think some points he makes are
not one good point, Jeff.
There's not one
well,
good point.
I didn't ask you, Max. I asked Jeff.
Okay. I chimed in anyway.
Don't derail Jeff.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let Max get it out of his system. By all means, Max, come on.
No, I just had – there was not a single intelligent point made in that comment, but go ahead. Not a single point.
Max,
this
I know you just comes from Max's POV. I know you have staked the ground as moral police here, and it is very easy to do that after
it's incorrect.
The fact.
No, it's incorrect. No, Jeff, that's incorrect. First of all, I was saying it at the time, but secondly, it's not moral police. It's not the morality that bothers me. It's the efficacy of the cheating, of the alleged cheating. In other words, if they just broke a rule, that's one thing. But when you break a rule such that you become fundamentally something you were never capable of being, clearly and absolutely, at an age where, given same circumstances all around you, suddenly you're twice as good at the thing that we're measuring, then I can't give you credit for it. Of course not.
Well, I know. And I would,
it's not about morality.
If you did not say stuff like twice as good, I'm sorry. The players who were taking PEDs, like Barry Bonds, were not
twice
as good,
Jeff,
as they were.
Jeff, twice
but
as
also,
good.
But also, Jeff,
let's do it right now.
Max, yeah, right? No, it's not allegedly.
Hey,
Barry Bonds took.
Jeff. Barry Bonds was one of the greatest players ever and first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't care what happened after the fact, right? He was 450, yep, 650 yep. guy. It's just unimaginable, like many years, like around those numbers. Then all of a sudden, at the age of 36, he becomes a 600, 800 guy, Jeff. That is so. Yep. He was the best person who ever did anything. That is because of the thing that you referred to, not because that's just Barry Bonds. That's Barry Bonds on the stuff. So yeah, twice as good.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa goes from 36 home runs in however many plate appearances to 66 home runs. His Mark McGwire never slugged over 500 after his rookie season until suddenly he's slugging 700. Twice as good, Jeff.
I don't know what kind of math you're doing, but I think the points that were made that were important there. Number one, the notion of wiping out an entire era of statistics when you don't have a full accounting of what actually went on there, just to me is irresponsible. It's history. Like, history is there. Number two, Max, will you at least acknowledge that people back in the 60s and the 50s in baseball were using performance-enhancing drugs?
Not the same thing at all. And
that wasn't the question,
why?
Max.
No.
Max,
hold on.
I
will tell you.
Answer the question directly, though, Max.
I will tell you.
This is not apples to apples.
This is not apples to apples. This is when you say performance-enhancing, you mean greenies and stuff like that? Like that stuff.
Yeah, yes, I mean amphetamines, yep, which are actual performance enhancing drugs.
But they don't. But the measured effect of amphetamines, you could see players did not become new players. They may have become the most alert or most consistent version of themselves, but they were not able to attain newfound heights on amphetamines. They weren't able to do.
Yes, Max, they were.
Like
yes,
who?
They were.
Like who, Jeff?
Max. Max, if you are saying you're trying to become a newer, better version of yourself, is it not a newer, better version of yourself when you're more alert? What you're talking about
absolutely,
is
Jeff. But it doesn't improve your hand-eye coordination and strength.
Being more alert does improve your hand-eye coordination, Max.
It does improve your hand-eye coordination.
I laid out here to let y'all be a pet shop and go back and forward. Jeff is 100% right, though, Max.
But that it, no, but what I'm saying is this. It may, like, spitballs also help pitchers, right? That they're, okay, Lord Perry's in the, he wrote a book, what was it called? The Spitter in Me? I forgot what it was called, Jeff, but you probably remember. The point is this. There was a fundamental difference in the effect of the cheating with steroids and human growth hormone, which is why they replaced everything else. Why that became the mode of cheating, because they made players better than they were ever capable of being. In fact, they turned them into new players in a way that amphetamines never did. It's not like I'm hung up on some bad steroids or human growth hormone. They're miracle drugs in a lot of ways.
I know a lot of players that took that stuff that could get nowhere close.
Of course, because they weren't as good.
Jeff, you win this one. Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you.
I really
don't want to let Jeff go. That's why I wanted to open it up, Jeff. Because I want to have this spirited conversation.
All three of you can frame that however you want. This is like cut and dried. It's not even really a debate.
It's only cut and dry in your own mind. It's not cut and dry
for fact
not
is cut
and dry in everybody else.
The fact is it's cut and dry.
You can speak as demonstrative as you want.
No, you're actually, when you interject that, that doesn't change the fact.
I'm not. I'm actually just agreeing with Jeff.
Jeff, give me one example of a player who became fundamentally a different player in history who took amphetamines. Because I can give you many with steroids and human growth hormone. So surely you can provide me one example of a guy who hit unprecedented heights using amphetamines. He changed who he was as a player.
Max,
became a new
Max,
level.
Max,
one
let me
example
ask you a question.
In history, one.
If amphetamines did not have a demonstrable effect on player performance,
yes, they helped.
Then why did players take
That's
them?
That's not what I asked. I said
but
why? Why did Willie? Why did Willie make
No,
he didn't.
No, no, I asked. For, no, no.
Why
they,
did
they helped?
Take
maybe
Red
he
Juice?
Doesn't know the lots a specific of name of a player.
Lots of
whatnot.
Cheating helped.
But Max, maybe he doesn't
no,
know.
No, I just named one.
Who?
Max, I talked to
who?
Ralph Kiner.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Ralph Kiner, who came back from the war having taken amphetamines, and he's like, "Boy, these are good."
Ralph Kiner's performance. Ralph Kiner's performance never suddenly spiked in a way where he never hit those heights before. That's what I'm asking. When did amphetamines turn a player into something he had never been before, ever? Give me an example, please, and I'll say, okay, that's a good point. In the history of baseball, give me one example. Ralph Kiner had already established that level. He just hit it again.
I don't think that's...
Okay, that's the answer. See, guys, no one can tell
me.
That's not the first time I had this conversation.
Max, that doesn't mean it didn't happen because it wasn't recorded.
Congratulations. You ask a question that is impossible to answer.
But ask me a question about steroids and human growth hormones. I'll give you a million examples.
The information is so different now. It's way more accessible.
Max, the information
is way different. He gave me Ralph Kiner, whose first-person account said it helped him. I don't deny that. But he didn't become suddenly Barry Bonds on the stuff. He stayed Ralph Kiner.
Again, Jeff. Thank you for joining us this morning, man. Go get yourself a cup of coffee.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Max, he did, though. In fact, give us that.
No.
Yes.
That's not the answer. That's not the answer to the question. No, that's not the answer to my question. It's an answer to a different question.
That's the answer. He couldn't give you a single person. He gave you a person that left the game, it came back, it took off again.
Yeah, but he hit his previous levels. I'm asking for far exceeding the level.
Think about it. If you take off as long as he did and then come back.
I'm not denying that it's effective.
Okay, so
that helped you. I'm asking about the relative effect of the effectiveness. Like, how effective is it, right? It's effective enough to get you back to what you've been at your best. Is it effective enough to turn you into something you've never been? That's my issue with PEDs.
But remember, great turns
CJ,
you,
I win.
But remember, great turns you into a video game.
Yes.
Maybe he wasn't great.
Who?
Ralph.
No, Ralph Kiner was great.
No, maybe he wasn't great.
Before this.
Maybe
before
he wasn't great. Maybe he was just good.
Nah, he was great.
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Well, whatever you do, we got to get you off coffee. I destroyed the argument.
I am the winner. All right, take it or shake it.
I won. It was me.
Yeah, Jay kind of won that. He knows how to push my buttons. Saquon Barkley, guys.
No,
Shannon
what?
Is going to do this. Shannon, come in and you do this.
Sorry,
I want to play.
I didn't list the home team there and take it or shake it, so I wasn't sure how I was supposed to label this on the screen.
Ahead,
how does it feel to be thrown under the bus?
There we go. All right, first question here, take it or shake it. Jay, I will start with you.
Okay.
Jeff Passan won that debate with Max about steroids in baseball.
I'll take it or shake it.
Every fair person listening knows that it was that I shut out everyone involved in that.
And here's
debate.
My place in history. Max is talking about he won. I won because I knew that this would get Max exactly where I wanted him to go. And
yeah,
he went there, and it was great radio and great TV.
It's true.
Winner.
I also happened to be right about it. That has the added benefit of that. Go ahead.
Next question.
All right, here we go. Real question. Max, I will actually start with you on this one.
Yes.
Here we go. See? Saquon Barkley will lead the NFL in total yards. Take it or shake it.
Ooh. Take it!
Take it!
He's going to need some help. Someone has to catch a pass eventually. But Saquon is leading the league in total yards now, and he hasn't really popped since week one. He's going to pop again, and it's going to add to the total. I'm going to take it.
Take it!
Take it.
Well, okay, so I'm taking it, but I should know this, but I don't. Lamar doesn't count in total yards.
Oh, no, not a quarterback.
Okay, because he's running, though. That's why I was wondering.
He's like third in rushing,
Lamar. That's why I was wondering. I was like, wait a minute, quarterback doesn't count.
Such a deep breath.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah, I'll shake it. The reason I'm shaking it because he's really on a bad team. He's probably a 1,300-yard rusher, but I could see a receiver surpassing 1,300 yards.
I want to take it. I would probably shake it because looking at our wide receiver core, like, what other option do you have? You're going to stack the box. You know what time it is, Max.
But, you know, receivers will average 90 yards a game, like a Tyreek Hill or Jamar Chase and a Cooper Kupp. That's why I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can catch the ball, too. Maybe they start to use Saquon as more of a receiver. They're going to need it. Daniel Jones.
I wish they had
Danny
some
Dimes.
Kind of play action. Some kind of play action.
All right, what else we got?
All right, let's stay in the NFC East. Yeah, Keyshawn, I'll start with you on this one. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles are overrated. Take it or shake it?
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that. Shake that.
Some would argue that the Philadelphia Eagles got the best roster from front to back with a young quarterback that's emerging. I mean, who's better at the receiver position than the two guys that they have? You can match them. Basically, you can go Chase, you can go Higgins, you can go healthy Thomas, healthy Landry. I mean, I can go Williams, Allen, Diggs, David. I mean, we can go all that. Then you look at the quarterback. The quarterback is emerging, moving in the right direction. Nice running game, solid defense. No way they're overrated. Not at all. Not at all. I don't give a damn about no competition who they play. You play who's in front of you. You knock the pins down if they're in front of you.
I don't think they're overrated. I'm just not ready to hand them the crown after three weeks yet. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, knowing who Aaron Rodgers is and where we see that defense and that team going, understanding what Tom Brady can get back, like, I still think there's a lot there for a young quarterback to prove over the length of the season.
But it's more about being overrated, not about if they're the best team in the NFC. Are they overrated? The way they're constructed. And
are we saying they're the best team in the NFC? Is that overrated?
I'll tell you what, I think they're the best team in football right now.
I don't think they're the best team right now.
Just
really,
overrated.
Who's better?
At the end of the day, I think Green Bay and the Packers and Tampa Bay will be better.
Because you trust their quarterbacks because they've been there. I get that, but I could not say they're overrated because just eyes on the team. Best resume right now is Miami. But if you're just doing eyeball test, what team looks the best?
How is Miami the best resume?
They have wins against – they just beat Buffalo.
They have the best resume and the best wins.
They beat Bill Belichick, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. But what I'm saying is when you watch it, you are more impressed by Philly. Philly looks like
complete.
Buffalo. The two teams that have been the most impressive so far.
They look complete.
Yeah, they look complete.
It took a miracle for the Miami Dolphins to beat the Ravens.
Yeah. I think they're the best team in football. I think the Eagles are. So I can't say they're overrated.
Well, that's the overrated word is tough because it's not really what it is. I need to see more.
What
are you talking about? What
Jay wants you to wait, Shannon, can you ask Jay a different question so he can answer the question?
The Lions, the Commanders, and you guys are telling me that the Vikings are this team.
The Lions are a good football team, and you thought the Vikings were good based on.
I did think the Vikings were good. Yeah.
Say it one more time.
So they played the Eagles.
Wait, say the Vikings to win a division.
Say it one more time because Max was talking. I didn't hear
you. The Vikings to win the division was picked by Jason Williams.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. But anyway, let's go, Shannon.
Hey, coming from the bold Eagle fan here, I got you, Yates. You're okay.
All I'm saying is.
He's not an Eagle fan.
They are the best team in the NFC currently today. It's okay to say that.
Oh, so that means that you're with me on my Tua argument. We're talking about currently today.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts over Tua as well.
No. That's not what
I'm talking
about.
I'm not rocking
totally
with the whole, he's a cute ball. It looks good. He's left-handed. I'm cool.
Fake Philly John over here.
Good. They not going to package you up.
Not selling me that. No way. No how. Take
what
a shake.
You got, Shannon?
You know what? I'm going to skip ahead here because we just had Yates talking. I want to show my boy James Steele some love. So let's move on to this topic here. Key, Patrick Mahomes is actually underrated. Take it or shake it.
Actually underrated? Shake it!
Shake it!
Shake it! Yeah, no, I mean, underrated. He had one bad game. He had one bad game against the Colts. A team that they, correct me if I'm wrong, James, but they've lost in that building before, correct?
Yeah, in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah, so I don't get all crazy because they lose one game. Their defense is playing much better. And he will play much better.
I just feel like James would probably say take it because of how much hype is around Josh Allen, MVP talk, how much hype has been around Justin Herbert and what he was going to accomplish. And it doesn't, for a team that's gotten to the AFC Championship game 4 years straight, that they've hosted it, it doesn't feel like it always starts with Patrick Mahomes. So
MVP
I can understand
stuff,
what he's
though,
talking about.
The MVP stuff, it swings from week to week with those three people. Jackson,
yeah,
Allen,
but it doesn't feel like Patrick Mahomes' name is ever at the top.
That's the point.
He was at the top after week one. He might have been at the top after week two.
He was after week two, but that's the point. The reason the answer is yes for me, I'm taking it on Patrick Mahomes being underrated, is you're right, it swings from week to week, but you know who's always there? Patrick Mahomes. You know who's always there in the AFC Championship game? Patrick Mahomes. Imagine if Lamar Jackson would have already won a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is Lamar if he'd already won a Super Bowl. He's MVP.
Underrated.
He's leading in QBR every year, top two, three, always in the championship game.
So how is that underrated?
Because people don't recognize that there's Patrick Mahomes in his own category and then everyone else.
All these other quarterbacks get credit for almost doing the things that Patrick Mahomes has actually done.
He's right.
He was the,
underrated. Take it.
I'm taking it, James. Sold. James.
Go ahead, James.
Sold.
Gates talking about the Eagles. James, you talk about your damn team. Let's go.
Oh, God. You guys are going to
Is that it for Take It or Shake It?
Is that it?
You want to do one more?
Yeah, please.
Cool. I was all about clock integrity, but since you guys are calling for one more, we'll
do
one
more. We have no integrity.
No.
All right, here we go. Last one.
We have no integrity.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will win the AFC South. Key, take it or shake it.
Go ahead, Key. Put your mark
Take it.
I think they win the South. Although the Colts did get a victory against Kansas City, and Kansas City just screwed up. They were doing all sorts of bad stuff. That's how they lose that game. Colts aren't very good. I'm not sold on Tennessee. Houston's going to fight like hell. But Jacksonville with Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, I'm now believing that he's a family guy and he goes to church like Max says and all those sorts
of
things.
And he got a rocket for an arm, too, by the way.
I shake it.
And he got engaged to his fiance in the middle of the field at the stadium.
Childhood, I believe it.
It all works great.
Makes tackles in the open field in college.
Yeah.
Those are pick tackles the guy.
Yeah. I'll shake it real quick. The Colts better win the damn division.
Say it because
why, Key?
My wife is from there and my father-in-law lives there.
There you go. They all went to IU.
Why are you talking like that?
Frank Wright is on the hot seat. You change your quarterback for the third time. It feels like in 3 years, you better win the damn division.
Jacksonville going to win that division,
Jay
man.
Jay knew what I was going to do. Go ahead, say it, Key. As Key would say,
Trevor Lawrence just looks right. He looks right. You said Jalen Hurts. You look at Jalen Hurts. I look at Trevor Lawrence, too. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
I was hating on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, I was hating on him when he got drafted just because I got tired of hearing that he's such a can't miss.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's a can't miss when you go that damn high.
But he's looking good.
No, he's looking really
good. He's looking good.
What reservations, if any, does Keyshawn Johnson still have about Tua Tagovailoa?
You guys go.
Jay is all in. Greatest quarterback since Dan Marino for the Dolphins.
Better than Greece.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. By the way, the ESPN app, click on the app, take us with you. Here's the question, guys. What reservations, if any, do you have about Tua Tagovailoa?
I mean, you know, it's hard to have any real reservations at a 3-0 team with a starting quarterback that has some pretty good numbers. People look at the numbers and they go, well, he's playing great. How could you have reservation? The story's not complete. There's still a lot of football left in this situation.
When Damian Woody comes in, Key, and the guys who played the game, none of you guys seem to me to be over the moon about Tua. You all seem to have, even Harry Douglas, he's nice. He's in a good situation. He's doing what he's supposed to do. No one is reacting to him the way we're reacting to Jalen Hurts, which is like, ooh, that looks right.
Or Burrow or
Trevor Lawrence
Trevor
now.
Trevor Lawrence
yeah.
or Lamar Jackson. It's a certain pop that comes with it. I think because we played the game, but there's no excuse, right? I mean, it doesn't mean just because we played, we know more than somebody that didn't play.
You know some things more.
But I think we know a little bit more in certain situations of what you are looking for. You know, I go back and I look at the fourth quarter against the Ravens, and what's the first thing guys like Damon Woody said? Well, a secondary. Because that's true. We can't get rid of the truth. The truth is the secondary, you know, I
You're not trying to sound like you're hating, but
no,
this is what you're
it's
seeing.
It's just the facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no hate to it.
Yeah.
It's the facts.
Jay?
Sometimes you meet people in life who overachieve.
Mm-hmm.
Tua is an overachiever. Like, he's been that way for his career. So if you're talking about a guy who's on the fringe, who doesn't have the physical capabilities of things that jump off the page and pop, right? Like, oh, I see it. I tend to bet with people who've had a history of overachieving and beating the odds.
That's a really
and to
strong
me,
point.
That's who Tua is, yeah. right? So that's why I believe in it. Now, I get Key's reservations. The numbers to me speak for themselves. Do we still have a lot more to find out? Yes. But I go back to this point again. I'm not trying to sell him or package him as the next greatest thing since Dan Marino. I am selling him as a guy. I am selling him as a guy, though, that can win a Super Bowl if the pieces around him fit properly of that edge that he has.
Hey, wait, real quick, Key. See, what I love about this is these are not irreconcilable points you're making. Key, you're saying, I put my eyes on him, so do other football players, and we say, maybe he could get it done, but he's not popping at us like some other dudes. It's not, no hate, this is our evaluation. And Jay's point speaks to that. He's saying, yes, precisely because of that, I like him. In other words, he's overachieving. He's outkicking his coverage.
How?
He's better than he ought to be.
How? He was the number one player in the country coming out of high school. He was a top four pick who won the national championship at Alabama. How?
But
explain that to me.
Because this is where I get confused with you sometimes.
Go ahead.
You were the top pick, mm-hmm. but you always, even though you had the bravado, Key, I know how you are. You always played as if you were underrated, as if you wanted to tear somebody's heart out because you had something to prove. So, yeah, all these things have been right about what you're saying, where he got drafted, all this stuff. But we are what we hear a lot of times. Everybody doesn't think this dude is a high-level quarterback because of his size, because it's hard to see it come out. You hear a lot of this stuff. Like, it does seem like the odds, even though where he was drafted, are stacked against him. Well, from former players that all have that same hesitancy about, I'm not sure he's the guy.
Well,
how does he not hear stuff like that?
Well, I don't think – I think he hears it. Of course he hears it.
Yeah.
You all hear things, and maybe it does fuel him, but he's not an overachiever. And he's not an underachiever.
Well, he doesn't have a rocket for an arm. He's not tall. He's not extremely fast. He doesn't impress guys like you.
Actually, he has the escapability.
He does. No, he has enough.
Even with a bad hip coming out – before he got the bad hip in Alabama – he can run and do all
I don't
those
mean
sort
to
of
undersell
things.
That. I'm just pointing out what Jay's saying is that guys like you look at him and think, he's not popping to me. He's good. He's okay. But he's not, I don't see great. And Jay seems to be saying, correct me if I'm wrong, the fact that he's able to achieve results by hook or by crook, because of the right fit, whatever it is, I like that. It means he's doing more than what people think he can do.
No, he's doing exactly what he should be doing. The problem that you have is people like Jay and I.
People like
Jay.
Me. Why do you
Jay's
keep
always
up with
the
you
problem.
Me?
Why are you
I
such a problem?
I just gave you the most rational explanation.
Why are you
I'm
being a problem, Jay? Don't be a problem.
What you do is you do this, Jay.
What are you doing right
you
now? You're stacking
it
up. I'm
you
not
package it up.
I didn't package
and
it.
And you sell it
to make him feel, make us try to feel
no.
like he is
no,
Dan
Marino. I do.
I'm
that's
not.
What I do. He
and
doesn't
you,
do that.
I don't
both
do that.
Y'all.
I do that.
Instead
take my
of just saying,
I like to package
instead
it
of just saying,
if somebody is a BMW, I'm not packaging him up to be a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Tua's a Lamborghini. But I'm saying, yo, a BMW gets me a lot of places.
By the way, Jay was trying to figure the most modest car he could. He came up with a BMW.
Well, that's the car.
What are you going to say, Volvo? I'll go with a Volvo.
Volvo's a nice car.
He drives around.
It's a great
car. Time to time.
Yeah.
The new one, the electric one.
Yeah.
But
they make an electric one?
Oh, my God. Oh. So you got to see it, too, Jay.
Oh, my God.
Man, it's pretty nice. I just didn't have your money to buy it, so I left it on the lot. Got my.
Your name's first.
That doesn't make me make more money. You, my name is first. What does that mean? Anyway.
Jay's trying to think, what is the most humble car I can think of? BMW.
No, I'm just no.
Well, can't wait
off,
to
everybody's
see.
Everybody's a high level car.
Can't
in the
can't
NFL.
Wait to yeah. see the three kids that he has, what they drive at 16. But
they will not be getting cars.
Now you get see, this is what I'm saying about him.
You
now you get ready to look at me dead in my eyes.
I didn't get a car growing up. I didn't have a car growing up.
Me neither.
And you wasn't uber rich like you are now.
It doesn't matter. Your principles, foundations.
Oh, God.
How old was your kid when they got their car?
16.
Well, L.A. is different, though. You have,
New York,
to, have a car.
Be
you have to have a car.
New Jersey, New
you
York, York you'll be 17. Connecticut.
Yeah. No, but
okay,
in
so
L.A., you're stuck.
All right,
squirrel, come back to your point. Damn it.
I lost it.
What were you even talking about?
We were talking about Tua. I was talking about Tua. Oh, you Tua. Packaging up. Now, you do, Jay. You and Max do it.
No, it just
and
annoys you.
And that's why the
you.
Players... That's why we all be like, come on, man. It's
no, it just annoys
soon.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not,
it's not true.
But I'm not packing him up to being somebody incredible.
If you told me,
wait,
like I say, if you told
time
me
out.
He's a
is wait, time out. Answer this question for me. Answer this question. Is he right now, is he having an incredible season? Right now. Is he having an incredible season?
Incredible
think,
is the
I
word.
I think.
See, you can't even say, you can't even just acknowledge
I think,
it.
I think.
You can't even say
because
yes.
Because I don't
is.
Believe that he's having an incredible season. You know who's having an incredible season? Lamar damn Jackson.
Agreed.
That's an incredible season.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
the best season. So
this
far.
Guy, last year, the narrative was around that he wasn't the right quarterback for Brian
we don't
Flores.
Don't still know if he is.
That's he leads the league in QBR.
I don't
and they,
give a
and
damn.
And they are undefeated.
I don't care, Jay.
That's fine. You may
I don't
have,
care
let me
about the fourth
look,
quarter against the Ravens.
Look, we,
he throws four
we
touchdowns.
Have to
why
do,
not?
Guys.
That was a pivotal
he
fourth
did,
quarter.
He did throw two picks in that game.
Fine, but they won
before
the game.
That makes it more impressive that he threw four touchdowns after
I know that takes something away from him for
nope,
winning a game in the fourth
it.
Quarter
not
by
it.
Throwing four touchdowns in the fourth
let
quarter.
Let me summarize
he plays
this segment.
Against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm
I don't
not
want to hear anything.
I'm not going to say
nope,
it's going to
nope,
be every
nope,
game.
Nope. Don't want
to
hear
girls, girls, you're both pretty. Listen to this. I want to summarize this segment.
Only one of us is pretty.
So this is what my mom used to tell me and my brothers
smart.
When we were fighting. Now
you think
now,
you're smart.
Here's
you
the
think
thing.
You're pretty.
No, I'm pretty. I ain't worried.
It's subjective.
The chocolate
I want to package up this segment. He says Tua. Bad. Jay says Tua
see,
good.
See, he packages it.
Bill
not
Belichick
me.
Listening to KJM, I think. I think he's listening to us. We have proof.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
So I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to listen to, because I know we're in the thick of football season. Week four approaches us here tonight, Thursday night game, Cincinnati Bengals at home against the Miami Dolphins. But DeAndre Ayton for the Suns has been saying a lot of weird stuff during his pressers, things that would make you think he does not want to be there. Even though he got paid a bag, he does not want to be there.
$133 million.
So you talk about Jay Crowder going to be on the market. They're not going to retain him. Is the window closed for the Suns? I feel like it is in CP3.
Was it ever really open?
Yeah, they went to the championship.
I guess
2 years ago.
See,
they went to the championship. They made a nice run again last year. And what happened? Something happened.
Yeah, they fizzled out.
They fizzled out.
CP3
Devin Booker disappeared, essentially.
That's the problem. Hey, he can't be the best player on the team if you want to win a championship. He needs a crime partner to do a little more scoring.
Well, he has to be Devin Booker.
But he can't do everything. He's a million years old. He's 6 feet tall. Devin Booker needed to step up.
He's 6 feet tall forever, and he's one of the top guards.
But he's never won a title, though.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Because
Max,
but no, I'm not saying
have certain people around you to win that title. Yeah. And Devin Booker is still growing. Yeah, he disappeared some last year. But you could say the same thing for Tatum disappeared, but they wind up playing the championship again.
But see, Key, this is where he didn't just some disappear. He disappeared in the Dallas series.
Yeah, like Houdini.
That's who they lost to, right?
Nowhere to be found.
I don't remember it was so long ago.
Nowhere to be found. And that's the point, right? Like CP3, due to his age and his skill set, can get you so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
But it's not like a LeBron James where he has that superpower to go a different – he needs that superstar, and Devin Booker wasn't it last year.
But I don't believe that your window closes when you have a young superstar, because you can always go get somebody else to package him up with.
But we had this
conversation. Because I would say the same thing about Dallas. Did their window close because all they got really is Luka? No, they got to go get somebody. They still
got
to go get somebody
to go
with Luka.
But see, my problem is, okay, we talk a lot about Kevin Durant, and you stick by this line. And by the way, it's worked 99% of the time with the exception of KD. When a player doesn't want to be there, that's DeAndre Ayton right now.
But
his bag. I'm telling you, they asked him, have you talked to Monty Williams this offseason? He said, no, why would I do that? He was like, damn. Like, that's an energy of a pivotal player that plays a pivotal role on your team that you need.
So it could be dicey and icy with those two throughout the course of the season. They got to pay attention to that.
But he's always been the one dude that they question. They never question his skill set. They question his motor, his demeanor. Does he have that killer
CP3 in him? Is supposed to put him over the top as a mentor and stuff.
And if you already question that now with a guy who doesn't want to be there, does that help your recipe for success?
You know what? Chris Paul's best chance to win a title with James Harden when he got hurt and they were going to beat the Warriors and CP3 doesn't play and then they can't throw it in the ocean. I don't think it's in the cards for him, unfortunately.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
He just gives you nothing. You already know what you're getting. You're going to get a small little word, and that's it.
How's Mac Jones doing, Coach?
Well, he's doing great.
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Coach, what does doing great mean?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
So that the first sound you heard was Key channeling Bill Belichick answering questions from JME on yesterday's show before the actual Bill Belichick was asked questions. And listen, let's hear it again because you can't tell the difference. Listen to this. First it's Key and then it's Belichick.
He just gives you nothing. You already know what you're getting. You're gonna get a small little word and that's it.
How's Mac Jones doing, Coach?
Well, he's doing great.
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Coach, what does doing great mean?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
I don't know what made me know that he would say that, though. Yeah. I don't know what, you know, I just...
Because you've been around these dudes your whole life.
Yes,
basically.
Adult life, yeah.
And so you just, it's in your brain, man. You can mimic the algorithms of these coaches.
It's so weird, though, that I would know. It's just weird to me that I would know that he would go to the podium and say, I'm not a doctor.
What I look like, an orthopedic surgeon? He actually added a little flavor, orthopedic surgeon.
Because that's just something that they all did that.
You think he had that loaded, that line, or it came to him at the press conference?
It came to him at the press conference.
Orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah. Because when you are at a press conference, you don't necessarily go up there with answers that you didn't practice in the mirror. You know how when you
Plus
were
you
a
don't
kid,
know all the questions, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, when you were a kid, all you did, Max, was practice in the mirror.
That's right.
Max Kellerman, you did that over
No, I just
over
practiced
and over
my
and over
mirror
over.
Look, my mirror face.
Belichick goes and
well,
he doesn't
so
know what's
handsome
coming.
Now. Lots of practice.
But you're right. I guess I've been around him so much and just knowing him and Parcells and Sean Payton and what they think.
Come on, man. You're both off the Parcells coaching tree, both, and Belichick.
This is also one of Key's superpowers, though. He can do impersonations better than a lot of people. The way he did Coach Case.
He does me. He does Dave Roberts.
Ever since I did Coach Case, he hasn't been on the show.
Well, why do you think that is?
Yeah. By the way, the executive, Dave Roberts, you hear Key do Dave. It's Dave.
No,
you hear him
I
do
never,
me. It's
I
me.
Never, I never heard Key.
You hear Key do.
Pump the brakes on that one, Max.
You
never heard Key do the boss's
work. Yeah, leave Dave alone.
But for real, if Key's around someone, it's like if you hear a really good mimic, like I think of Jamie Foxx as a great mimic, right? Even though he's not known for that, it's not just the fact that they physically, like they sound, the vibrations of their voice sound like the person. It's that they're saying stuff that you know that person would say, right?
Would stay.
You somehow inhabit, are you imitating or are you just inhabiting the character? What are you doing there?
The character.
Yeah.
What's your methodology?
Because then once you become the character, you filter everything through their filter.
It's so weird, and I'm not a comedian or nothing like that. At least I don't think I am. I may be to some people a joke, but whatever.
Well.
Vince Scully, like if I heard Vince Scully, if I just listen to Vin for 30 minutes max and I just listen to him, I can duplicate that with no problem at all.
He sprinkles in the phrasing. Like when I've heard Key do me, he sprinkles in things he's heard me say, mimics my voice, but really sprinkles in the phrasing and the way I'm – it's like you hear the way I'm thinking. Or can you do Jay?
No, I'm going to leave Jay alone. Jay will get mad at me. I don't want to do Jay.
Oh, now you're
the vaccination. Look, the vaccination and COVID.
Oh, jeez.
Stop it. See, I told you. He wouldn't like it. I can't do it. I can do it when I'm not thinking about it.
Do you want to talk a little football before we get out of here?
Oh, we haven't been talking football for 4 hours.
We don't have to. Boy, that came out like a shot of Jay here. That was buried deep inside some resentment or something. I don't
Basketball season project. Hasn't started yet, Jay. It's coming.
Well, we had
no one cares about training camp.
I know.
It's coming.
Media day actually did occur, so basketball season has started, just to let you know.
When was media day?
But see, that's my point. See? that's exactly my point.
When was media day?
This is our problem. What?
What?
All right, let's talk some football.
Is Josh McDaniels, and you asked this question to me earlier. I'm going to ask it to you on the air. Is he a good coach? We're talking about Belichick. Is McDaniels a good coach? Do we know he's a good coach?
We don't know. We don't know that he's a good coach. Because since he left from Belichick,
as a head coach the first time around in Denver. Yeah, they went to the playoff. Tim Tebow, throw the ball, they run 99 yards. But since then, nothing, right? He goes back to Belichick. He looks like the greatest offensive genius of mine, but who was the quarterback? Terrific Tom. So now he leaves Bill again. What is he? Like, what is Josh?
Mm. See, this is what I'm...
And it's early, three games in.
Three games, I was going to say that, Key.
But it doesn't feel like Kyle Shanahan. It doesn't feel like that, right? It just doesn't.
So here's what I feel is missing from the team. X's and O's, Key can talk about that all day long. Is Josh McDaniel equipped with the X's and O's to be special? Potentially. But do you get dudes that want to play for you? Like, Rich Bisaccia got dudes that wanted to
play. See, they bought into coach.
I wouldn't have never made the move if I was Mark Davis. I would have never made – I would have kept – Rich Bisaccia told him you need to shuffle up the deck on some of your coaches on the staff, but I would have never made that move.
But now that you're 0-3, do you want to play for this dude? Because we both talked about – I've seen teams check out – I'm not – three games early. But you get to a certain point, you start losing a couple more in the AFC West. Some teams check out. Do you have a dude that can make you believe
Brian
in him
Flores.
To fight for you?
Brian Flores.
You have to want to fight for yourself and for your coach.
Brian Flores started a couple years ago, Owen whatever. They were getting killed so bad that we asked on First Take, is this the worst NFL team of all time? They never quit on him, and I think they went 500 or close to it that season.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you're asking, Jay. Right now, what happens in the next couple of weeks? Does the team quit? Or does it continue to play? And that's the test
look,
of Josh McDaniels.
There's a lot of new faces on the Raiders. There's no question about it. But I've seen coaches take teams with a lot of new faces, and they ball out and they do what they need to do. I've seen that. And I've seen coaches all of a sudden come to teams, and the teams just don't miss a beat. I don't know if he's a good coach or not, man.
You
I
also
really
had
don't.
A coach in Bill Parcells who you went from 1-15 –
yeah.
To AFC championship game the next year. Same team.
Crazy, right? How that works.
Same team with a few little sprinkles in, a couple players, but that's really it.
Well, so many guys on a football team. The key
members was still
same.
There. Yeah. I mean, we brought in Brian Coxes and stuff like that.
What was the biggest difference?
The coach.
How?
Jay, let me just tell you this story one time. He told me, come in the offseason, be the worst thing that you ever did in your entire career. Hmm. Okay, coach, next flight's at 11.
He told us that.
Because you knew he might chop some heads.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Well, we laughed, we cried, we argued. It got heated.
It was all
in good fun. So did you, Jay.
Greenies next!
You got more heated than me.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.